begin the Quran daven sukkah daven in bays. We begin no menalva. We begin tois and maskos. We begin with the words of the Gemara. The kimin shegila on this amen. So in this big shul in Alexandria. So when it came time to answer amen, and everyone was so far away. So main the besuda he who stood up on the platform, he would wave with the handkerchief, kolam in amen, and then everyone would answer amen. Now baruch, it's brought in the aruch. Kashla ben nisim. Ben nisim had a difficulty. The Gemara says in Baruch Adam Zayin Menaf in on an Amin Yisaimo, in all of the answer Amin that is disconnected from the bracha. You didn't hear the bracha. For Achol Hashem Abracha, here they didn't hear the bracha. El Banafas Asadar and Yoidin Shegi in the Amin. It's just when they saw the kerchiefs being waved, they knew to Amin. Behind in Amin Yisaimo, based on that, they're answering an orphan Amin. Umafarish B'Shem Rabban the Meimer Rava. He explained the name of the rabbis of the West. That al mishu chayiv bracha, it's specifically someone who's obligated in the bracha. That's what he said. That ubenayasi amen when he meaning. Then we say when he answers amen, he wants to fulfill his obligation. That's what tochsh ishma batkach yan amen. Then you have to hear and then you can answer amen. Layan amen yisamen, but it shouldn't answer an orphan amen. In the story in our Gemara that they answered Amen when they saw the kerchief being waved, that's when they were reading from the Sefer Torah, which that's not by davening. And neither is something that the agent is fulfilling everyone's obligation. Where you just answered Amen on the bracha that was made, that's not a problem of an Amen Yesema. The Pirkei Mishami so too. Mishami explains in this parak that specific someone who wants to fulfill his obligation, then there's a problem Amen Yisayma, because the Mishami says in this story of Alexandria that Bimishal Eitz Bamta, you had the platform of wood in the middle, but Chazan Hakinas Aleha, you had Mishamish on top of it, Amen Echad and Likris, one of them stood up to read. Ayamamunna Main of Pesudam, so the one in charge was waving the kerchief, Heim Einin Amen Akob Bracha Bracha, and they answered Amen on every single bracha of everyone who had an Aliyah. Which again, specifically by Berchas HaTorah, which is not being made to anyone from the Chiyah. Berchas Yerushalmi Sevel Dvam Kamen, the Yerushalmi in Berchas says, Ezi Yomin Yisema, what qualifies as a Amin Yisema? So, Huna Amaram, Hein Hein, the Chayab Lema Bracha, that someone who has to say his own Bracha, Doyad Mahawaina, and he doesn't know what he's answering, that's considered Amin Yisema. And that's like what we said, that's only if you're Machlit. And Rav Koyin said the Goyin Amar, he says Chayiv Tzibur Lishtek, that the Tzibur has to be quiet. Lishmoy Kabracha Bracha Mepi Achazan, to hear every single bracha from the Chazan. Vachach Yana Amen, and then they answer Amen. Lachash Tichla Bracha Mepi Mbarach, after the bracha was finished from the mouth of the Baruch. Again, that's what we're saying, that it's by this Chayuvim that we're saying that is a problem of Amen Yisema. The Oidish Lamedish of this is what you could say is that why isn't this a problem of the waving of the kerchiefs of Amin Yisema? Because Yoidim Hoy Lachavin Tzeda Brachis Shazu Achazu B'Minyan Shemani Kesidron. They actually knew every time they waved the kerchief which bracha was being said one after the other, and they actually knew what they're answering on. So therefore, that actually wouldn't be considered as Amin Yisema. Continuing with the next taste of the Maskel test begins with the words of the Gemara in Basel Mispaitzitz, and if the Yitzhara is like iron, so he's going to be shattered. Now it's in the pasuk with Gafatish Yipaitzitzela. Like the hammer that smashes the rock. Tosfos Batema. That's a wonder. How are you learning from this pasuk? Hamashmit sounds like Shapatish Hu Basel. Actually sounds like that the hammer that's iron, Mefleitz itself, is what shatters the rock. Not like we're trying to say that the Yitzhara is the hammer. He's the iron, and he's going to be shattered. Kamein Kekash Vesot is difficult. The Gemara says, from the same pasuk, Ukafata Shepherd to sell, it says, Ma Basel, just like iron that hits a rock. Mischalkal Kamanitzaitis, it spreads, it gets divided into many different pieces. Afmeka Echayutl Kamatam, so too, one pasuk gets divided to many different reasonings. Achayin Kasha, Mesechta Shabbos, Perkom Rebekiva, so it's difficult, Mesechta Shabbos, not Pechas and Beis, says, Ma Patish, just like this hammer, Mischalkal Kamanitzaitis, broken down into many pieces. I've called Dibi Vidiba Shotim Pikadish Boru. Same idea, also every single word that came from Pikadish Boru, Bishal, Lisham Noshin, got divided into 70 different languages. Now, these two places are difficult because it sounds like that the iron is shattering, not being shattered. So says Taisis, Ubahi, the Sanhedrin, Hoyimagir Rabbi Nishmol. So actually, Rabbi Nishmol edited in the Gemara Sanhedrin, and he says that not Mischalik, but actually mechalik. You're right. We see the iron is separating other things, the stone. But like you see mechalik, and he wasn't garish that it gets divided. But it's not really possible to edit like this at all, because the malal haska apatish. Then what are you saying? The hammer. It's the main point about the rock, that the rock is what gets split up. So why are you mentioning the hammer? That's not the main thing. But moreover, because we're saying that the Yitzhara is the iron and it's getting shattered and not the stone. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's the opposite. So it says, is the garis hacha, that those who, their text over here is, that in barzel hu mefafeya, if it's iron, then it bubbles. Shnemak says in the pasuk, "Alekoy dvar ka'esh," because behold, these are my words like fire, meaning because of esh mefafeya sabazel. Yeah, the fire is what bubbles out the iron, and it separates that into pieces. And that's what's saying if the yitzhar is like barzel. Vimselu misplates it, and if it's a rock, it gets shattered. Shnemak says the pasuk, "Ugefatshu tifaytzela." So actually, here it is the hammer shattering the rock, and that's what it's dividing it into two different types. Depending if it's iron, the fire is going to bubble it. And if it's a rock, then the hammer is going to shatter it. Rabbeinu Tam maintains the gears that we have, that in Barzel Hum Mispaitzeitz, when Mefarshin explains, when it says, Ukapatish Yifaitzitzela, and like the hammer that shatters the rock, it's actually Shasela Mefaitzitz the Barzel. It's actually the rock that's shattering the iron. The main measure, like the Medrash brings, Ma'isa Be'echad, there was a story with an individual, Shakona San Pidim. He bought sapphire, and Ubolavodka was coming to check it out to make sure that it was real. So Nasnal Asadin, they put on the anvil, the Hikab Akornas, he hit it with the hammer, and Nifka Asadin, and the anvil shattered, as it contained them in base, and the Nechlik Akornas, and the hammer broke. And the sapphire didn't separate from its place. I knew this is what the pasuk says. When the hammer is coming to break the rock, actually the rock is what breaks the hammer. And for Sampirin, the Sampirin is this sapphire stone. So you see that a stone could shatter the iron. Although it doesn't say in the pasuk like a hammer that yifaytzisela, if that were to sound like a Rabbein Tam, that it's a rock shattering the iron. So it says that's not so difficult, because how psukim is ben yizeh, we find many psukim like this. Avonim shach kumayim, the stones, the water dissolves, which pirusha, what the means to say is shach koisamayim, that it's like stones that the water it wears it at, although the pasuk seems to be saying the other way. Now, but since it's kasha, but it is a little difficult according to these two interpretations, because it's a contradiction. Because the hacham adam patish yitzahara, here we're comparing the hammer to the yitzahara, which gets shattered either through the fire or through the rock, ubahanu. But in those other sugis, medame patish l'divetar is comparing the hammer to the words of Torah, which gets split up into many different pshatim, b'sanhedrin, b'shabbos, the gemara sanhedrin himself b'shabbos. Since there's b'shema, maybe the hain taima that we learn out two different ideas is because the mikarachad yesu l'kamatam. You're right, one pasuk could tell us two different ideas. And yeah, one's referring to the Yitzhar, one's referring to the Yitzhar. But since it's because of the Rabbein Tam, it is difficult according to Rabbein Tam's interpretation that explains the Pasuk that it's the iron that's getting shattered because of the rock. Because the British Mesech, the Tainz Zaman, the Gemara, in the beginning of Tainz Abdel Manav says, Kotam Chachem, any Tamar Skala, Shani Kosh, Kabazel, is not hard like iron, any Tamar Chachem. Not a Tamar Skala. Shani, like it says in the Pasuk, Kefachit, Yifay Tzitzela, like the hammer shatters the rock. I'm a potish kosher. So obviously you see he's coming to tell us that the hammer is hard. I'm afraid to sell it and shatters the rock. Because it's coming to tell us how hard the Talmud Chacham has to be like that of iron, and not like that the rock is stronger and shattering the iron. Continuing with the next Tisha B'Av that begins with the words of the Gemara, that there's a small organ in the man, in the male, that if Masbiyai, if he satiates is hungry, and said that this would say Marivai, and if he hungers it, then it's Masbiya. So it's Masbiya is what I mean. If he satiates, then he's gonna be hungry. Shemar Mevatashmish, because he has a lot of marital intimacy, but Yem Ubalaila, by day and by night time, and that he's not gonna be satisfied. Therefore, it's Marivai. The Hamaisel Bachelik, the Gemara brings in Zanel of Kavatay Manavka, but over to David, by the story of David. That Shama, he said, "B'chanei Hashem, b'naseini Hashem, check me out and test me." The Kamar Miyad, that he said right away in his tefillah, La'eis Erev, at the time of the evening, he was tested with Batsheva, Vayokam David Mamashkova, that David got up from his bed. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav, he says, that what does that mean? Shehafach Mishkova Shalayla Mishkova Shalayim, that what he did was, is that he changed his bed from nighttime to that of daytime, that he had marital intimacy at daytime, so that he should be satiated from Tashmish, and he shouldn't think about a woman that whole day. And in this Alman, in the Halacha, he forgot the Halacha, that actually whoever satiates this organ actually makes it hungry, and it's not going to be effective. This is the small organ by a person that must be so. We see that specifically that when we say he's going to have a rebirth of Tashmish, he's going to do by day also. That's when we say that that's not going to help.